very pleasant day to everybody. The pleasure is mine to greet you again in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord of Lords and He's King of Kings. And He loves us. I cannot explain that, but I do know that He loves us. The Bible says God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that verse, John 3:16, we'll never ever like to lose sight of it. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." This broadcast is sponsored by the members of the Streams of Power churches in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and I am Pastor Errol Daniel. My pleasure to present it to you today. In the last broadcast, I spoke to you about people who will come into your life to encourage you to move from victory to victory, from strength to strength, people who will encourage you to serve the Lord. But I also warn you that there are those who will come around you to discourage you. They do it in several ways. Some of them do it by speaking, others by acting. But I want to tell you today that you ought to be wise enough not to be discouraged, but rather to move on from victory to victory, serving the Lord in spirit and in truth. I wish to continue this subject matter today on the word encouragement. Let me say it again, encouragement. We remember that Moses was instructed by God to send 12 men to spy out the land of Jordan, and so they did. But 10 of 12 came back with words of discouragement, and two of them, namely Joshua and Caleb, had to encourage their leader Moses, and they said, "Moses, God said it. It is settled, and that's good enough for us. Let us go up at once and possess the land." Part of what I've just said there was paraphrased. Let us go up at once and possess the land because God said that the land belongs to us. Remember, we need to have encouragers in our lives. It does not matter whether or not you are a leader or not. You and I need to be encouraged. You know that after Joshua and Caleb encouraged Moses to go up and possess the land, that indeed Moses followed their advice and they had the land under their control. Remember, whatever God said, He's going to bring it to pass. God is not like man to lie. Now, after a while, I want to remind you that Moses died. Wow, did he? Yes, he died. God Himself announced to Joshua subsequently, and I want to read it from the book of Joshua chapter 1, where God made the announcement to Joshua that Moses was no more. Do you know that one day you and I will not be here, but others will take our place as we're taking the place of those who preceded us? But that is not going to be a loss, however, once we follow the instructions of the Lord. Nobody who would follow the Lord is losing, but rather he is making great gain. So I read from Joshua 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this side Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. I want to repeat that. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. I've taken time to read these 9 verses. Whenever God comes alongside of us and gives us instructions, then we should say, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. My God, I am willing to follow every instruction. Let us look at the task that Joshua was now going to take upon himself as a gift from God. Did I say task as a gift from God? Yes. God knows how to give gifts to his people, whether it is leadership ability or some other way that he would use us. Once it is God who has given it unto us, let us take full responsibility. God did not give to Joshua a task without giving him encouragement. God did not say to Joshua, I was with Moses and I will not be with you. But rather, he affirmed, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And to me, this is very, very comforting. Hallelujah. The God of Moses will now become the God of Joshua in a leadership position. God said to him, I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. I did not fail Moses, so I will not fail you. But he encouraged him further to be strong and to be full of courage. I like to emphasize certain things. He said to him, be strong and be of good courage. There's no one who would lead, especially leading the people of God, who would be a weakling. Weaklings cannot make it. You have to have strength. And you will not function in your own strength. You would have to need the strength of Almighty God. And I just fast forward quickly to what is written in Isaiah 40. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I am so very glad for these words of encouragement from the book of books, the Bible. People tell me things, and I listen to what they have to say. But I go back to the book and measure what they say to me with what God has said. Some people say, you would not be able to make it. But God tells me in his word that I am able to make it. Look again at the scripture. God said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And here comes the powerful word in verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. And then he gave him the book But he would follow the book. In verse 8 he says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Praise God. That means that Joshua must now speak the word of God. He must say to everyone who would oppose him, "God said it. It is settled for me. I believe it. I am not a victim. I am victorious. No man can conquer me. I am more than a conqueror. Not because of my strength, but I am strong in the Lord and strong in the power of his might." That is what Christians are encouraged to do, to be strong in the Lord and to be strong in the power of his might, to take on the whole armor of God, whereby their heads can be covered, their hearts can be covered, that their loins will be girt about with truth, their feet will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. They will have the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. And being clothed with these things, no enemy now or in the future, though they may attack them, will not be able to overcome them. Only be thou strong. God said you can make it. Say to yourself, "I am going to make it." God said that you will have what I am giving unto you. So you say, "Lord, I thank you for it. I receive it." Again, the book. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." That means you must speak the word. "Meditate therein day and night, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." And as we conclude today, God says in verse 9, question, "Have not I commanded thee?" This is coming from the Lord himself. First of all, to Joshua, "Have I not commanded thee?" You have a command from the Lord. And because you and I have a command from the Lord, we are going to be able to make it and to be able to make it successfully. May God help you today, and may you take courage and move on in the strength of the living God. For further help, what I would like to give to you, you must call our telephone number of 784-456-1057. That is 784-456-1057. Go on our website, praisefmsvg.org, and find out that we're offering more help than in this session. God bless you abundantly. God bless you. Share this message with others. Let them know that God wants to help them to move from victory to victory, that God wants to bring them out of where they are today, that they do not have to pine away as they look at what is taking place. You have the command of God. Onward, forward, like a mighty army. Move on. You belong to the church of God. Hallelujah. You're moving on because God said you can move. Do not be discouraged today. Be encouraged. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, I want to thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for every servant of thine today, whether that servant is in the pulpit or in the pew. You have called and you have assigned a work for them. I'm asking that none today will give up and say, "I cannot make it." But everyone will take courage and move on. We bless you. We honor you. For thine, O Lord, is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Now and always. Amen. God bless you. And I'll see you next time.